Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to everybody locked in here on a Friday night. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Hope you're smooth. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back. I'm going to get you all set for the weekend. I'm going to pull you a little bit closer to Saturday morning on a Friday night. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. Whatever corner of the country you're in, whatever nook, whatever cranny, I appreciate you. It's a busy Friday, it's a busy night, it's a busy weekend, and I got you covered. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. Seconds ago, the New York Knicks just beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 99-79. The New York Knicks take a 2-1 series lead. They wipe out the Cavs in Madison Square Garden. A matter of fact, let's not waste any time there. Jalen Brunson. He just spoke to Lisa Salters on ESPN. Jalen Brunson finishing tonight with 21 points. First playoff game in Madison Square Garden as a New York Knick. And Jalen Brunson, oh yeah, he's real happy about the results. He's happy to be in Madison Square Garden. Listen to this.
This place is unreal. That's it. This place, man, it's unbelievable to play at.
This is your first season here in New York. Just hearing the crowd, feeling that energy, what was it like?
I mean, I can't really explain it, but I'm just happy that they are the way they are. And I mean, we just came out here, just try to focus on a full 48 minutes. That's a good team over there. I mean, they're going to come back ready to go on Sunday, so we got to be prepared.
You said that for you to have a bounce back game, you needed to attack from opening tip off. How were you able to do that?
The confidence I have in my teammates, they have in me, the coaching staff. I mean, we all have confidence in each other. We all hold each other accountable. And I mean, we want to win. We're doing everything we can to win.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can to win. They just completely wiped out the Cavs. We're going to talk more about that game in a little bit. Also earlier tonight, the Atlanta Hawks, they beat the Celtics 130-122. Boston still leads the series, but instead of being 3-0 with the Hawks' victory, Boston leads 2-1. The Atlanta Hawks are going to try to tie things up themselves this upcoming Sunday evening. We got another game going on right now at this moment, at this very second, with about 9 minutes left in the third quarter. The Nuggets, they lead the Timberwolves 69-59. The Denver Nuggets are looking to take a 3-0 series lead. There is your basketball summary, some additional news that came down the pipe this afternoon, this evening. We got a couple of games tomorrow. We actually have 4 basketball games tomorrow. And don't expect to see Joel Embiid. He has not been suspended, but he has a sprained right knee. An MRI revealed that Joel Embiid has a sprained right knee. He is not going to play when the 76ers take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time. This should come as a shock to no one. The game after that, the Suns, they're going to take on the Clippers. The Suns are going to try to take a 3-1 series lead. And there will be no Kawhi Leonard for the second consecutive game. Kawhi Leonard also dealing with a sprained right knee. And the injuries just, they continue on. It's the NBA. We should expect injuries at this point. Players don't play. They're not strong enough to play. When they play, they get hurt because maybe they don't play enough games. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But we got a lot to do the rest of the show. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. It's going to be a fun show. Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Mr. George Foreman. Yes, the two-time heavyweight champion of the world, knocking out Smoking Joe Frazier, also taking liberties to knock out Michael Moorer and become the oldest heavyweight champion ever. George Foreman has a movie that comes out next week, and we're going to talk to George Foreman about that film. We're going to talk to him about the Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia fight tomorrow, and I want to get George Foreman's thoughts on the heavyweight division as it currently stands. Tyson Fury is at the top, and so we'll get George Foreman's thoughts on that game. And so we got more basketball to get into, and we'll talk to George Foreman next hour. I gotta get this in here, though. This news came down early this morning that the NFL has suspended five players have been suspended by the NFL. No coincidence they released this on a Friday so it could kind of die into the weekend. For betting. For gambling. And a lot of these players, most of them you have probably never heard of. Shaka Tony. You heard of him? Me neither. He sounds like a creator player. He was gambling for the Washington Commanders. He's been suspended indefinitely. He's gone for a year, and he has to apply for reinstatement. C.J. Moore, maybe you heard of him. Played safety and special teams for the Lions. He's been suspended indefinitely. And a matter of fact, he didn't just get suspended. He got cut gambling on games. Quintez Cephas or Cephas, I don't know. Never heard of him. Lions wide receiver. He's also been suspended indefinitely. He got cut. Then you have Stanley Berryhill, wide receiver for the Lions. And this is the biggest name here on the list because he was the 12th overall pick in last year's draft. Jameson Williams. The last time you really saw him balling out was for Alabama. Unfortunately, you might remember this. He tore his ACL in the national championship game. Not from a couple of months ago, but from last year. And so he only played 6 games last year with the Detroit Lions. He was the 12th overall pick. And so here's the deal. Quintez, Cephas, C.J. Moore, Shaka Tony, they're basically done right now. Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams, they've been suspended for 6 games. And so what's the nature of their betting? What exactly were they founded to do? They were utilizing mobile apps at the Lions facility, but they were betting on college football. They weren't betting on Lions games. They weren't betting on other NFL games. They were somewhere on team property, on the bus, at the practice facility, at the stadium, and they were betting on college games. It's very clear from the NFL, and all of this is so, so new. The NFL says, NFL players and personnel cannot bet on NFL games. They cannot bet on the draft. They cannot bet on any league-related activities under any circumstances. They also cannot place any bets while at a team facility or on a team-related travel event. And so Jameson Williams, Stanley Berryhill, suspended 6 games. Gambling, betting, whatever the hell you want to call it, this is the world we live in right now. You can open up your phone. I mean, I can open up my phone right now while the Denver Nuggets, and maybe it's too late now, and maybe probably not, while the Denver Nuggets are playing right now against the Minnesota Timberwolves, I can open up my phone and I can just place a bet. I can go to DraftKings. I can go to Prize Picks. I can go to FanDuel. I can go to any one of these things and place a bet. This was inevitable that we would have just more NFL players just open up their phones and say, oh, well, I ain't betting on the NFL. I'm not betting on my team. I'm betting on something totally unrelated. I'm good. I'm in the clear. We saw what took place with Calvin Ridley. He was a Falcon at the time. Stepped away due to mental health issues. He had a lot going on in his life. And then he was suspended all of last year for placing parlay bets on a mobile app on his phone. Suspended the whole year. And then back in November, he was traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so good for Trevor Lawrence. Congratulations to Trevor Lawrence. He has another target to throw the football to. Calvin Ridley, when he's healthy, he ain't no scrub. Capable of getting you 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns easy if he's healthy and if he's available. This isn't going to be the last time that an NFL player or an athlete anywhere gets caught betting. I mean, the rules are here. Jameson Williams ain't bet on the Lions. He's betting on college, and now he's gone suspended for 6 games. There's going to come a time where a player thinks that he's above it all. I'm waiting on it. You know, I don't think we have to wait another 100 years for a Black Sox scandal, especially now when you don't have to be approached by some dude walking up to you in the back alley. All you have to do is open your phone. I mean, you can't watch a game now, just from a fan's perspective. You cannot watch a game without being punched in the face by gambling. This is the line. This is the over. This is the under. How long is the national anthem going to be? How many points is Jalen Brunson going to score in the third or the fourth? It was only a few weeks ago. You might recall this. It was only a few weeks ago that Kyrie Irving, who are we ever going to consider Kyrie Irving to be the voice of reason? Probably not in most instances. Kyrie Irving sat in his damn backyard and he actually made the point for fans to be careful who they bet on. We had a fan yelling at Bradley Beal because he lost $1,300 on a bet. And Bradley Beal proceeded to, you know, kind of walk up to his friend and slap the hat off of him. And now the fan is, you know, trying to make a buck off of it. So that's fans betting on players. You don't think we're going to get an instance where we have a player willing to try to place a bet on himself? Where he's going to have his friend do it instead of him picking it up on his phone? The NFL can actually track these bets by the players. That's how they got Calvin Ridley. It's like, oh, you're in a database in the Hard Rock and the mobile sports book that the NFL has relationships with all of these. It brings them. It alerts them. Come on now. We're going to wait for one player to just have his friend go out there and set the bet for him? We're in very dangerous territory. For years, everybody wanted to act like, you know, everything is all good. It's all sweet. And, you know, gambling will damage the games. Remember for how many years nobody wanted to go to Vegas. We can't put an NFL team in Vegas. It's going to be too bad, too dangerous. It's going to sully the game. We can't put an NHL team in Vegas. There's an NHL team in Vegas. There's an NFL team in Vegas. There's a WNBA team in Vegas. The Oakland Athletics might be moving to Vegas. And who needs to go to Vegas when you could just open up your phone? And so I still really feel that we're at the tip of the iceberg. Calvin Ridley suspended all of last year. We have five NFL players and staff members that have been suspended for mobile betting this year. It's too easy. I mean, if the NFL really wants to do something, you have to tell these guys, hey, you're not allowed to bet, but can you even do that? Is that even legal? I don't think so. I mean, you can. You could tell them you can't do it, but if you're making money in the NFL, you want to make more money betting? I mean, you have to uphold the dignity of the game, right? You can't be out here betting and you know what's going on, because we know this. You might throw the game. Man, if you're trying to get a couple of interceptions, maybe you'll go rogue. You bet on yourself to get two. I don't know. I think the NFL eventually, and maybe all of these leagues, they're going to have to change the rules even more than this. Because if Jameson Williams is going to the Lions facility and he's betting on Alabama, he ain't know no better. Stanley Berryhill, he didn't know no better. If I was in the NFL, and I'm not, I don't got no damn money to burn like they do. I'm not trying to make a couple of extra $1,000, you know, betting on the Crimson Tide. Just give me my NFL check and let it collect interest somewhere else. Betting is dangerous, folks, and we are just getting started. I don't know if the big scandal is going to come from the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, or maybe it'll come in again via college, where it seems like every 5 years a team gets stripped of its awards or its championships. It gets vacated. Something big is going to go down. Believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Calvin Ridley suspended last year. Five NFL players suspended this year. NFL is going to have to take another step further. We just going to count y'all out from gambling completely. That might have to be it. That may not even be possible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I got a simple question. How can the NFL maintain the integrity of the game? The NFL is promoting gambling to everybody. It's promoting gambling to you, to me, to kids, to children, to people who don't even understand what gambling is or its implications and how dangerous it is. The NFL, all of these leagues, want you to gamble because they can make more money off of it. But it gets real dangerous when their own players want to participate and make money as well. Kind of the throwing stones when you live in a glass house and pot calling the kettle black. How can you push gambling and then punish your own folks for doing it? Kind of dirty, right? Everything always comes down to the cash. What do you think about these suspensions? How can the NFL slow down or stop this into the future? I don't think they can. If you have any thoughts, feel free to call me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll take a break. Phone lines are open. We'll talk about this New York Knicks victory over the Cavaliers. We got George Foreman next hour. We got the Nuggets and the Wolves. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First-time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to some NBA action momentarily. a few minutes ago, the New York Knicks got rid of the Hawks. Or excuse me, I'm all over the place. The New York Knicks, they got rid of the Cavs tonight. The final score, 99-79. New York Knicks take a 2-1 series lead in Game 3. First game of the series in Madison Square Garden. I just mentioned to you the Atlanta Hawks. I was actually there for that game. That's why I'm confusing the living hell out of myself. The Hawks, they beat the Celtics 130-122. The Hawks pick up a game. Boston still leads the series 2-1. They will be back in action on Sunday. And then right before we went to break, I shared with you that today the NFL announced the suspension of 5 players for sports betting, sports gambling, mobile betting. The same thing that you might do when you're sitting at work or you're at home or you're just trying to buy time. You may say, oh, man, I can make, I don't know, 50, 100, however many dollars that you want by putting down a bet for Damian Lillard to hit more than, I don't know, 4 threes. Well, that there'll be a certain score for the game, et cetera, et cetera. Jameson Williams is probably the biggest name here that was suspended. He was the 12th overall pick in last year's draft. He only played 6 games because he tore his ACL in that national championship game between Alabama and the Bulldogs. And so now he's been suspended 6 games for this upcoming season. He's going to be able to participate in everything between now and September. That includes preseason games, OTAs. But when it comes down to the games, he will be gone for 6 of them. Why didn't he receive a full season suspension like Calvin Ridley? Because Jameson Williams, it says that he gambled on college games while somewhere on team property. So he wasn't out here betting on Lions games, but college games. He was at the stadium, at the practice facility, on their bus, somewhere on team business. And so that's why he has been suspended in addition to 4 other players. And this is a dangerous tightrope to walk when all of the leagues push gambling to everybody. It's inevitable that you're going to have players who participate as well, even if they don't gamble on themselves. Somebody eventually is going to try to toe that line or walk it, a la Calvin Ridley. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I've got some personal experience with this, but people are people. If you're a gambler, you're going to look for an edge. Michael Jordan was playing golf for $20,000 a round. I mean, gamblers are gamblers. If you happen to go into the pros, you started out in high school and then you went to college, you were gambling all along. If you can think of an edge somehow to get a friend to tell, make the bet for you, like you said, they do it. I know I was in a casino kind of situation way back in the day, and some members of a professional football team came in and gambled. So it's just what happens. You're not going to stop it, that's for sure. And like you said, somebody's going to get caught doing it on themselves. Not quite the 8-man out thing, but, you know, something similar.
Yeah, it's without a shadow of a doubt. Thank you, John, for calling from South Carolina. The biggest or more recent example that anyone could probably think of is Pete Rose, right? It's Pete Rose. It took him a while to admit that he did anything wrong. For a long time, he said, I didn't do anything. And then he was obviously badgered at the World Series. And even that was more than 20 years ago. I feel like every 5 years or so, we hear from Pete Rose and he's writing a new open letter about how he wants to be just friends with baseball, how he wants to be reinstated in some way, shape, or form. And I don't think Pete Rose will get the benefit of the doubt while he's still alive. And as he's 82 years old right now. And as much as every league, including baseball, says, hey, come gamble with us, and Pete Rose is on the outside looking in, they're going to want Pete Rose to eat dirt before he has anything to do with Major League Baseball in a formal way. Eric is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, sir. First time caller, long time listener. Love your show. Love how you point out some facts.
My biggest complaint is you got to treat them like adults. I mean, we do the same thing with drugs, alcohol. I mean, most of these teams live in places that legalize marijuana now, but doesn't give them the right to go out and do it, especially to the level where this can affect the game. I mean, I just don't see how they're going to be able to do it. I mean, they could have family members bet on their behalf. I just don't see where this is going to end well for anybody in any league.
Yeah, I don't know how severe of a punishment you could hand out. I don't know if it means give me back your – I mean, and that's almost impossible. Hey, give me back your money, right? Give us back your contract that's void and you got to pay us back. That's – the unions will never go for that. It's just going to be reoccurring until the punishments are severe, more severe. Hey, you got to get a boot, not just for a year, but you're going for 2 years. So your contract is completely void. I think the repercussions have to be so severe that people are out here sweating. I don't know if they got to sweat as hard as Pete Rose, banned for life, but they're going to have to.
We saw the same thing when PED started. I mean, it started off slow. It started off with 1-2 game suspension here. It's just going to have to get. It's going to have to escalate every time it has to happen. And when a new player agreement comes out, someone's going to have. I mean, the players are going to have to fold because if the game gets compromised, there's no one going to watch it, and their paychecks are going to go away anyway.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to up the suspensions. I think that would be it. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Louisiana. And we're just at the beginning, man. We're just at the beginning. We still have states that won't even let you dive feet first. We still have states where you physically can't have a casino, let alone, hey, just open up your phone and gamble. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rich.
Good evening, JR. This is a great topic, and I was telling Shep this. The real hidden money, which is bigger than what the teams are generating and creating their own on-site gambling, is coming from networks that are obviously advertising rates are based on eyeballs. And you have casual fans that obviously have never been introduced to gambling, and they are now. And virtually every major sport, if you take a look at the current ratings, has spiked since they introduced gambling, which is going to create. See, I think Goodell is a hypocrite. He was the one that didn't want any gambling, keep it out of Vegas, got a franchise coming to Vegas. I'm not sure you can control it, because anybody that does place a bet, let's say it's not on your own team, probably has an affinity as a sports fan outside their own sport to bet on other sports.
That goes to the example that I just used perfectly with Jameson Williams. He's being punished for betting on college. He didn't bet on the Lions. He ain't bet on anybody else. He bet on college football games. And now he's suspended. And he bet on team property. He's gone. And I wouldn't just single out Roger Goodell and call him a hypocrite. I mean, all of the leagues are. But can we really call them hypocrites? Isn't the objective to make money? Isn't that what everybody wants to do? Whether you're placing a $20 bet hoping that you can flip it into $60, or whether or not you're getting a $20 million check to say, oh, man, well, MGM or FanDuel or whatever is the official betting partner for the fill-in-the-blank team. Isn't that what everybody wants? It's not just the networks. You mentioned the networks. Everybody has an opportunity to make money here. Everybody. The players can make money. Don't bet on your own team, though. Don't bet on team property. The fans can make money. The leagues can make money. And obviously, we know this, until there's some type of consolidation between all of the betting companies, they make money, too. They make money off of the fans and everybody who wants to go out there and gamble and bet. To a certain degree, to a large degree, it's nothing but a gigantic lottery. House always wins. They take your money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Marco, I want to pose this to you, man. How do you don't stop this ever. It just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, they're going to have to put stuff in people's contracts, and they're going to have to let them know of all the stuff. I mean, I'm sure that they do already. They're going to have to be a little bit more adamant about it, but there's no way. You open Pandora's box, you can't close it. And there's too much money to be made for all these leagues to not be in bed with gambling. So that road, that's done. Now you got to figure out a way to not make it infiltrate into your players and not make the legitimacy of your game come into question. And it's hard. You're going to tiptoe a line. Unfortunately, we're going to see somebody that's a lot more prominent than some of the names we've seen thus far. And once that happens and they go down, that's going to change the talk within the league. And then you're going to get everybody to wind up with all these different press conferences and all these different things on the side. This is exactly what you can do, what you can't do. I feel like they need to be a little bit stronger with the players and not give them so much of that gray area. Just shut it down. You can't do anything in this regard. You can't do anything in that regard. Maybe then you can stop whatever is eventually coming.
Yeah, it's going to take that one big name to go down or just be persecuted for gambling. Jameson Williams, Calvin Ridley, okay, yeah, that's a start.
Right.
Wait until it won't be Russell. Will it be won't be Russell Wilson, right? Not him. He's perfect. He walks on water, right? Doesn't he walk on water?
Yeah, no, I think he's in his personal office. I don't think he's worried about gambling. I think he's got other stuff going on there.
Crazy stuff. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take more of your calls. I want to get Shep's thoughts on this as well. We want to talk about the New York Knicks because they won.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. I've been locked into you ever since I got SiriusXM Satellite.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thank you so much to everybody listening on SiriusXM Channel 158. I appreciate you. And then everybody else on the Odyssey app. And everybody else on your local affiliate. And everybody else who utilizes a smart speaker, thank you. It's been a busy night. Just told you the New York Knicks, they beat the Cavs 99-79 earlier tonight. The Hawks beat the Celtics 130-122. Right now, Denver is trying to take a 3-0 series lead against Minnesota. Denver leads 101-93. And then before we went to break, we talked about just sports gambling and betting, not from a fan's perspective, but from a player's perspective. Today, the NFL fined 5 players for gambling. And Jameson Williams is probably the biggest name out of this entire list. He was the 6th overall selection, he was the 12th overall selection in last year's draft. He only played in 6 games because he tore his ACL in the national championship game for Alabama. And it was reported that he bet on college games. No problem there. He can do that. But that it took place at a team facility of some type. And you cannot do that at all. Save that for your house. Save that for somewhere else. You can't do that on team property. And I said that this is basically the tip of the iceberg. And there is going to be a gigantic incident at some point or another that's going to tip the scales where they try to just increase the punishments. It's really inevitable. And everybody makes money here. There's an opportunity for fans to make money on betting, even though you have some fans who just go way too far. The teams obviously make money by partnering with betting companies as sponsors. Television distributors or digital streamers make money because the betting companies want to advertise. And then this is added revenue for the players as well. I mean, let's think about this. We can all complain about, oh, this guy makes $40 million, this makes $50 million, oh my God, they make so much money. Where do you think all this added money is coming from? So everybody benefits. But if you want to maintain the integrity of the game, one of our callers said it perfectly. You probably have to increase punishments to deter future cheating. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings, right? Somebody's going to try to get ahead. Somebody's going to try to put a little bit of extra cash in their money. You will never stop it. You can only hope to slow it down and have enough of a deterrent there, enough of a penalty where people really are cognizant enough to go, well, damn it, I don't even want the betting app on my phone. And I'm talking about from a player's perspective. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Next hour, we got George Foreman coming through for a conversation. We're going to talk about the Nuggets and Wolves. I want to share with you some audio from the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. But let's get to the phones. Leroy is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Leroy.
JR, how you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Likewise, man. What's up?
What's got me is in Camden Yards in Baltimore, they have a sportsbook lounge.
Yeah.
In the very near future, they're going to be taking live bets out of that place in Camden Yards, in the stadium.
Yeah. It's coming to a stadium arena, I'd say, near you. It's going to take time, but I think it's going to be everywhere. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to – and here's the bad thing about that. Like you said earlier about Bradley Beal with the fan. I mean, you're 90 feet away from making a bet and the diamond. You make a bet on a player and he screws up, who knows what can happen? The safety of these players are now into, you know, consideration of what goes on. There's some crazy people out there.
I think we're already there. I mean, let's really think about that for a minute. Bradley Beal was disrespected by a fan, and Bradley Beal went up there and he slapped his friend or tried to slap the hat off of him. It's there. Fan behavior, that's another conversation. We already know that's abhorrent as it can already start with. But you talked
about Pete Rose.
Yeah.
And the one closer just happened 15 years ago was Tim Donaghy.
Oh, you're talking about the NBA referee, Tim Donaghy, yes. Correct.
And what was so weird about that, what came out of that was,
it was only
NBA
him.
Referees were not allowed to gamble in any casino. A part of the rules. Well, after Tim Donaghy thing, he found out they were all gambling, so they dropped that rule out of the rule book now for the NBA referees. Instead of prosecuting them or going against them, Stern dropped everything.
I want to look that one up. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm going to take a look at that.
Please do. I do know,
and thank you, Leroy, I will. I do know that if you want to take a look at Donaghy, to think that he was the only dude is kind of tough to think about. The NBA was lax in its investigation. And if I'm not looking, I'm not going to find nothing now, am I? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Chicago. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Jared. Thanks for taking my call. I got just a couple points. I do think there is a little bit of hypocrisy coming from the NFL, especially when it comes with the gambling, because even before all of this legal style of gambling where it's right in your pocket and right on your smartwatch if you really wanted to do it, fantasy. Fantasy, I think, is what propelled the NFL to probably be the number one sport in America.
It was, and I will agree with you. It was a precursor to this. It was like a soft launch. It was an introduction for everyone. It was taking the temperature. You're 100% correct.
Well, and with that, I mean, you can't sit here and tell me that these guys don't have – everyone's got a fantasy league. You know, and again, it's something you can't measure. These are grown men, grown adults, and I've never seen them come this hard down on anything else, even other illegal activities, whether it be drug related or domestic violence. They don't come down this hard on those like they do on this, even if it is another team that they're betting on, or if it is some other angle that they're trying to place a bet. When it's perfectly legal and you're the main proponent of not just making it legal, but pushing it in front of everybody's face, you know, regardless of age and whatever else.
Yeah.
I think that's huge hypocrisy right there.
Well, it is. And I'll put it to you this way. And you know this already. You're a very smart guy, Justin. This is just what it is. These leagues are not going anywhere. The NBA is not going to disappear off the face of the earth. Neither is the NFL or NHL, MLB. None of them are. What they want to do is make sure that the money train keeps rolling in.
100%.
And this is what needs to take place. If everybody is cheating and there is zero confidence that these games are actually legit, there is no business. There is no game to suspend anybody for domestic violence. There is nothing to suspend someone for DUI. There is no game if there's no integrity in it. And you're 100% correct. There's hypocrisy there, but when you think about people making tons and boatloads of money, that's the case everywhere, without the shadow of a doubt. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, yeah, this is exactly why I think the penalty for Pete Rose is just. And, you know, Shoeless Joe, same thing. I guess we were due after 40 years, every 40 years. But that fellow said something about NFL gambling. Jimmy the Greek was on television from way before gambling was in the NFL. And that's teaching you how to do it or what to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Chris. Are you okay? You seem more subdued than usual.
I really think anything that legitimizes the sport, it breaks my heart, actually. And and it's not just gambling, it's steroids. I don't like even talking about it. It just illegitimizes it, and it breaks my heart.
Okay, I'm sorry, Chris. Thank you for calling. Hey, Shep, we broke his heart.
He'll bounce back. He'll be fine.
Heart is broken.
Nah, he'll be okay. I think Chris is so used to coming out of the gate swinging so hard. I think he's actually made a modification, an adjustment, kind of like the Timberwolves, almost in Game 3. Yeah.
Are you sure he's not on a sedative?
Well, there was some background noise, so it does sound like Chris had a lot going on this particular Friday night.
I didn't
night.
Hear background noise.
Yeah.
I was prepared for him to just rifle off every thought in his brain, but he just, I don't know. Good for him. Thank you for calling and making a coherent point. I appreciate that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Leave the phone lines open. Update you on the basketball games on the other side. We got George Foreman coming and joining us in about 20 to 30 minutes as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Earth Day sale. 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
This April, you can attend NC Science Festival celebrations at the Greensboro Science Center. From robotics to trivia to stargazing, we have activities for the whole family to enjoy. While you're here, visit our aquarium. Did you know that not all penguins love the snow? Some penguins, like our African penguins, live in warm weather climates. Don't forget to stop by our zoo to see meerkats, flamingos, Maine wolves, and more. Then take a spin on our carousel or reach new heights on SkyWild as you climb and soar through our treetop adventure. For more information, visit GreensboroScience.org.